How to handle gray wolves has been one of Wisconsin's most contentious wildlife issues. It resurfaced Wednesday when a state assembly committee considered a bill that would end wolf monitoring. Advocates hope the bill will force Congress to remove the wolf's endangered species status. Critics predict the measure could backfire. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
Let's start with a bit of recent history. President Barack Obama's administration removed Great Lakes wolves from the endangered species list in 2012, on the heels of which Wisconsin held three wolf hunting seasons. Within a couple of years, a federal judge placed the wolf back on the endangered list. At Wednesday's Assembly Natural Resources Committee hearing, the bill's chief Senate sponsor, Tom Tiffany, argued his case.
This is a bipartisan issue when you get to the northern half of the state of Wisconsin. People want action on this, and it's not happened.
The Republican senator represents Minocqua.
Now, our congressman in northern Wisconsin has introduced bills. He's made a good faith effort, but it hasn't happened yet. It is time that we get action, and we need to do everything possible.
The legislation imposes a hands-off policy for the Wisconsin DNR. The agency would cease monitoring the wolf population and would no longer step in if a wolf is poached or harmed by things like traps. Representative Rob Staffschult, a Republican from New Richmond, co-sponsored the assembly bill.
So basically what we're saying is if the federal government's going to tie our hands, because currently they're keeping us from following our own plan, if the feds are going to make us do that, then the feds can basically pay for all the management.
Representative Amanda Stuck, a Democrat from Appleton, envisions a free-for-all if the DNR steps out of the wolf management picture. She asked bill co-sponsor Rob Staffschult.
Did the DNR give feedback in terms of what this would mean?
Adrian Wyden, who I'm sure will speak today, has been a wolf biologist for years and years and years, now retired, but he said to me a long time ago that we have met the population goal for delisting, and that's part of this is that we're actually using the science.
Adrian Wideven did speak, but not in support of the bill. Wideven served as state wolf biologist from 1990 to 2013 and now represents the Timberwolf Alliance. It promotes a healthy wolf population in suitable habitat. Wideven says the proposed legislation would undermine state wolf delisting efforts.
Because it would fail to demonstrate that Wisconsin is prepared to assume stewardship of the wolf population. Research done by the Wisconsin DNR shows that citizens of Wisconsin support a sustainable population of wolves.
The biologist says wolf management requires weighing in a lot of factors.
The Timberwolf Alliance believes that it is important for Wisconsin legislature to fulfill its responsibilities for managing wolves as a public trust resource by supporting wolf management practices that are scientifically sound, culturally sensitive, and publicly supported.
Hunting group reaction to the bill was mixed. Lucas Withrow with the Wisconsin Bear Hunters Association expressed unreserved support.
It's about the need and the want of our right in Wisconsin for wolves to be returned to us for management. And until that happens, the federal government should support on their own the population and all of its issues.
Bill McCrary with Wisconsin Bow Hunters says the association is a big supporter of wolf hunting and trapping to manage its numbers and create a balanced wildlife ecosystem. But McCrary worries about the proposed bill's unintended consequences.
Specifically, without continued state monitoring of the wolf population and wolf dynamics, we are concerned that Wisconsin will not have the current data and unquestionable scientific basis to manage wolves to the established goal once they are finally delisted. And we fear that should this issue remain in the courts, those that support unlimited wolf protection will cite this legislation as evidence that Wisconsin may not be willing to manage wolves at a sustainable level.
The future of the gray wolf in Wisconsin remains unclear. If it comes off the federal endangered species list, a contentious issue will surely resurface. Should people be allowed to hunt wolves in Wisconsin? Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.